think I screwed up, picked the wrong intro.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go back to One Hit Wonderland.
Hey. What's going on?
Nikki, dearest Nikki, you know I love you, but I have in my hand express delivered OPS letter.
Hmm?
OPS, you know, it's like UPS, except it's cheaper.
Yeah. Well, who in the world sent you that and why?
It says here that you are medically unable to host because of taking, I think it's what it's called, a chummer Thursday night. You still haven't healed up from it?
No, I've been in bed all day.
So because you've been in bed all day, I am taking my keys back. Thank you very much.
You're
and
just
I
jealous.
Will be hosting the show again. Sorry, Nikki. We will do ladies' night another night.
That's fine.
So, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Robert Seidelman, and unlike most wrestling radio shows that you hear on Blog Talk Radio, we are the only one that is 100% guaranteed to make an ass out of ourselves.
Yep, and we've already done it in the first 3 minutes of the show, yeah.
Yep.
3 minutes? Yes, I did. Oh, boy.
3 minutes and we're out of here. So let's get started by meeting our panel for tonight. First of all, we have Michael Davies' personal golf buddy, Jason Block.
Good evening from a hot, steamy, and humid New York City.
By the way, thank you for taking our weather.
Yes.
Thank you. Feels good to see rain again in Washington State.
Like you'd miss it.
Then from good old Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, we have the Cowboys' personal third-string quarterback, Typho.
It may not be ladies' night anymore, but don't worry because you still get the ladies' choice. Typho is here.
Let's talk to the judges about that. Judges?
That's not nice.
Because, let's face it, the lady's choice is, as and always will be, Joel Gertner.
I'll take a close second to Joel.
Yeah. And then, well, we have here the poor, unfortunate victim of Shark Boy, Nikki Haymon.
I was not alone. I'll have you know that the entire pro training wrestling locker room, including our promoter, were victims of the Stone Cold Chummer, to which Shark Boy said after the show, "That what a rib."
Speaking of ribs, what happened at Hard Justice? Wasn't that a rib on the fans?
Yeah, I think it was.
It's either a rip on the fans or the rip on people who actually give a damn about professional wrestling. Backstory will be explained later. Nikki, you have the results, right?
Let me pull them up real quick. Give me 1 second.
This is what we call preparing on the fly, ladies and gentlemen.
No, like I said, I completely lost track of time because I've been delving around in my cards that I brought back from Gen Con, so...
Those raw deal cards?
More raw deal cards.
Oh, by the way, my major, you know, for those that listen Friday, we sincerely apologize. I came down with a humongoid headache. So when I tried to get Jason to, when I tried to disconnect myself and get Jason to finish hosting the show, Blog Talk Radio got screwy. And just kicked everybody off the show.
And that was not cool. Not cool.
Didn't like me, didn't like Jason. It just
completely get just completely down the tubes. You have a sound for that, Mr. Seidelman.
Yeah. So that's why we're doing this tonight, as an apology for all of you fantastic fans out there.
Yes.
All
well,
five of you.
Yeah, hey, it's ten. Don't worry.
No. We don't have five fans. We have a baker's dozen fans. 13 faithful listeners.
That'll work. That's fine.
Good evening to every one of you.
Crap radio. We got more listeners.
That's all right. But do you have the results?
I do.
And you have the scores as well?
I do.
Okay, bring it. What happened
to
the
DRM for you?
What's that?
We like to think VRM. Well, VRM is our official stat taker, so there you go.
All right, so what happened first?
Let's see. These are not in order, so you'll have to put up with me. Abyss and Jethro Holiday. As I did not see the pay-per-view, you're just going to have to put up with the fact that I'm just going to give, you know, who won.
I watched the pay-per-view. I actually ordered the pay-per-view.
All right.
Because, yes, I, for one, thought this pay-per-view was going to be good, and it didn't disappoint. I thought it was a good pay-per-view. I enjoyed it. Some things about the pay-per-view were hit or miss, but all in all, I didn't really mind. So, about the Abyss Trevor Murdoch match, or Jethro Holiday, isn't Trevor Murdoch his real name, or...
No, I don't know what it is, but still.
All right.
Regardless.
Decent enough match. We saw a face turn from Jethro after he lost to Abyss by decking Dr. Stevie with the brass knucks. So, basically, everybody but me gets a point.
That is correct.
Because I thought this thing would be over with.
Of course not. Come on. Remember who's booking this crap.
You should know Jethro Holiday is not important enough to collect the bounty.
That's the thing, Nikki. We don't know who's booking the show.
That's true, but at least we do know one who is not booking it, and that's Dutch Mantel.
Well, it's not Dutch Mantel anymore. Somebody else is.
Right.
Okay, so what was next?
I'm just going in the order that's in here. Briefcase match, Hernandez versus the Brick from British Invasion, Rob Terry.
That match was over before it was over.
Exactly, and everybody knew Hernandez was getting his briefcase back because Rob Terry hasn't done anything yet.
Exactly.
So everybody gets a point.
Yeah.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, X Division match. Homicide versus... Yeah, well, of course,
no,
it's Homicide
wait.
Samoa Joe.
No, not matching the night.
The Steel Asylum match. You forgot about that one.
Yeah.
I'll get to that in just a second.
Okay.
X Division, X title match, Homicide versus Samoa Joe.
That was a good match.
They're Ring of Honor, you know, they're former Ring of Honor guys, so they know each other inside and out. Joe takes the belt, and I don't get a point for it. That goes to VRM, Carl, and Typho.
Okay.
But speaking of the Steel Asylum.
Come on, Mark!
Oh. Match of the night.
And
get him.
Despite a couple of people going against the grain, the Fallen Angel rises and escapes, much to the chagrin of VRM and Carl.
He had faith. Can't doubt him for that.
Let's see. Women's title.
Oh, by the way, how was D'Angelo De Niro, a.k.a. Elijah Burke, in this match?
Fantastic.
Yep, it's good to have him back on TV.
Typho, have you ever seen the movie Johnny Mnemonic?
No, I have not.
For those that are listening, he has a street preacher gimmick. That is directly ripped from Johnny Mnemonic. The look, the style, everything.
See.
A Okay.
Not only just wish if they'd bring in Henry Rollins to bring in when he can beat him up, just like Street Preacher did in Johnny Mnemonic. I'd pay for that pay-per-view.
He does have his first interview up on TNA today, on the TNA website now, with Jeremy Borash.
Okay. Let's see. Should I skip the women's? Should I skip the Knockouts title match because of how screwed up it was?
No. Let's.
No. Okay. When we originally did a pick-ems, we thought it was ODB versus Angelina Love for the title. What we forgot was that it was ODB with Cody Deaner taking on Angelina Love with Velvet Sky. And apparently, since it's been 9 years since we had a male women's champion, which is 2 years above the Jim Cornette provided copying gimmick rule,
because the E wouldn't do it to Santino.
No, they were too chicken to do it to Santino.
But since nobody cared, I think it was just the goofiness about it. So everybody gets a half point.
Yep.
Okay. IWGP tag titles, Beer Money versus the British Invasion. I see that the Brits took care of business, as I said they would. And so did Josh. All the rest of you guys have all your man love for beer money. Nothing wrong with that. But, unfortunately, it just makes you wrong. I have a bounty of 350 internets for anybody who can get me this Edge yelling wrong.
Okay.
That's going to be a new intro.
What? Wrong, that
mm-hmm.
one?
You were wrong. Hey, kid, when you grow up, you're going to be wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe with a little fat failure turtle mixed in.
Yep.
Okay.
I was thinking about giving him the Cafe Mate thing from DVR.com.
Yeah.
Just tell him to rip the audio from that.
That's true. He's got new ones. I was happy to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. TNA tag titles. 3D versus the Mafia, which I believe was Steiner and who was his partner?
Booker T versus 3D, and then they went to the simultaneous finish. And let's go to the videotape finish. And I believe Booker and Steiner retained. Booker and 3D.
Yep.
Well, now, mind you, Booker and 3D did work together, but that was 2002, man.
Yep, okay.
Unfortunately, I am the only one who got that wrong. Shame on me. You can go get that one from Kappa AMA, too.
Uh-huh.
Legends title match, Foley versus Kevin Nash.
And
the other one that shot myself in the ass.
And everyone, I believe, went to a bloody mess, I believe.
Yeah.
It's my understanding, yeah, that was a bloody ugly mess.
Yeah, Foley, you could see a little shade of Terry Funk there with the eye gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I heard Nash was a bit bloody as well.
Yeah.
Blood and gray hair don't exactly mix.
I'm going to have to look for pictures of that just to find out that Kevin Nash actually worked. Wow.
Well, not work, but he bled.
Mm-hmm.
He bled. I'll give him that. All right, main event.
Ooh.
The triple threat, Angle, Sting, and Morgan. And this little main event, despite anything that happens from the news leading up to this match, guilty or innocent, the answer to the match was wrong.
Right, exactly. I mean, look. They made a deal earlier on in the show basically saying they'll work together, either Angle pin Sting or Morgan will pin Sting. Either will get the title and then either of them will, and then Morgan will get in the Mafia. But then there was some sort of bullshit ending where Morgan hits the elevator I believe it was.
No, Carbon Footprint.
Carbon Footprint, which, by the way, I love that name, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kurt Angle hits Morgan by accident or something to that effect.
Yep.
And then Angle pinned Sting, right?
No, Angle pinned Morgan.
Angle pinned Morgan, okay.
And if I may, I realize I'm in no shape to get up on a soapbox, so I'll just do it from my seat.
Hold it.
Okay.
Go on, Nikki.
Thank you. Dear Dixie, you and your company had 36 hours when this news broke to the pay-per-view to make an ending to get Kurt Angle out of the limelight. He cannot be your face, the company, if he is in any sort of legal trouble, guilty or innocent. If Rob Van Dam can be stripped of both of his belts, making the local paper on a fucking drug bust, then I suggest you get Kurt Angle off TV and pass the belt along, whether it was to Morgan in a hot shot, Sting for the safety, or fucking Hernandez, who had a briefcase ready and raring to go. You could have fixed this here. To this, I will take my business elsewhere until Angle is no longer champion. Well, all this blows over, whichever comes first. Sincerely yours, Nikki Heyman.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
So,
if
who won?
If I saw an applause sound here, I would play it for you. But
yeah.
Since I don't, I won't. What are the scores?
Well, when the dust settled, see, according to my notes here, VRM is on the absolute bottom with 5.
Which she's been on the absolute bottom for the past 6 months.
I was directly behind him, although the paper here says I have 20 points, which is not possible, so I will throw that result out.
All right, let's just play the sound right now.
I could have tried for it, because it is my belt, after all.
Judges.
Okay. But since I must distribute this belt, our competition has ended in a tie.
Wow.
So ladies and gentlemen, your co-champions, the two men to share the North American Wrestling Connection Superweight title, Typho and Josh Henniger with 8.5.
Wow.
Since I'm the one who's actually here, this will be my week to take possession of the belt here once again, back up on the old Typho mantle.
And Typho also, and this is Stat Boys. I looked up. This is Stat Boys' 5th title run.
Wow. What about you, Typho?
He's on 6.
That's not bad.
Because it's 5, Josh gets this.
Yeah, take a look. It's a new tie.
That's very good. I love that.
Hold it. I'm getting a note here. It says, oh, okay. Play the sound.
Yeah, take a look. It's a new tie.
I say that because in a recent radio interview, Bob Barker has confirmed himself to be hosting Raw Monday, September the 7th.
Damn it.
Are you serious? Where did he... What, he confirmed it on the Dr. Pat show?
Mm-hmm.
You're dead serious. He
yes,
confirmed
I'm dead
it.
Serious. Bob Barker will be hosting the September 7th Raw in Chicago, Illinois.
You know what? That's going to be fun.
I request the small microphone.
Yes.
I request the price is wrong, bitch.
Yes. But you know what, though? I think a lot of stuff will be pre-taped. I don't think he will be outside. Although, if he can do a live show, he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
the WWE fans will not crap on him.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. Most of the WWE demographic, what they go for is what their main audience is, college students. Most of the fans that you see in the crowd are college students.
Mm-hmm.
Who like to watch wrestling. And as me and Jason know all too well from doing We Love to Interrupt on GameShowNewsNet.com, the best damn game show news site in the world.
Thank you.
And also the Block Party Podcast, which is one of the best damn
game show
sites in the world.
Thank you.
And we can't forget about BuzzerBlog.com, run by a good friend, Alex Davis.
Davis, right. Game show fans and wrestling fans intermix. They do.
They do mix because we both not only say the same pledges, but we also share the same amount of woes. I think we talked about this before, who had it rougher, game show fans or wrestling fans.
When?
A few months ago, you were here. We talked about this.
Yeah, and also, if you remember correctly, a couple of weeks ago, WWE is looking for fans to do a WWE week.
Yep.
Okay. So there is an intermingling here, and I think that if they write it right, it could be fun. And
yep.
I think it will be. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Bob Barker on Raw will be awesome because
yep.
he's done youthful stuff, and I will even go far as back as to 1990. He did an MTV promotion, this is maybe way before your time, called the Metallica Motherload Contest, where he
remember I was watching that. It was in between remote control episodes.
Okay, he drew four numbers and four trucks to four different places that had four Jeeps and one of them had Metallica gear and one of them had Metallica in the truck. You know, so he was involved. He does know how to deal with the youthful demographic. Even though he is almost 90.
And the show must end on this. Bob Barker, mind you, help control the pet population. Have your Randy Orton spayed or neutered. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that this Raw guest hosting bet has been the best thing WWE has done this year. I really and honestly believe that.
I disagree.
No, I think it's a good idea. We've only had a couple of real duds.
Piven.
And that's WWE's fault because they've got to remember to pick people who know the product.
And were willing to promote it because were willing to promote their stuff correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, Shaq was promoting his reality show, Shaq Versus.
Right, but he didn't talk about it every 30 seconds.
No.
He didn't have to.
All Parker's got to do is promote his book.
He's blowing a bubble.
You know?
So, does anybody anywhere know who's hosting on August 31st in Detroit?
Rumor is it's supposedly Adam Lee.
No! Anybody want to buy a ticket?
Don't be dissing on the Adam Lee.
I've already seen Adam Lee. I wanted a different GM.
But who else can give you Adam Lee originals?
Whoever was booking that shit.
No, but again, it all goes down to the idea. I absolutely love the guest host idea. I
like it too. It's just, you know, I wanted somebody different.
You know,
I want Adam Lee.
Would you take Adam Lee if he was with Larry Zonka?
I thought that was the deal. He had to have Zonka with him.
No. That was a joke. That was a joke to make you laugh about it a few weeks ago.
Mm. Darn.
Well,
extend the deal, and he requests Rico to be brought back and given a title run.
Okay, that I would pay good money for, and I would go.
All
right. With a smile on my face.
However, the biggest news this week came out of the TNA camp. There were three big stories that came out. the first of which actually should have affected the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Angle's arrest.
Kurt Angle was arrested. He was arrested on Friday.
Was arrested Saturday morning in front of a Starbucks. The original charge was for violating an order of protection filed by Raka Khan.
A.K.A. I believe her name was Trishelle Biggers, correct?
Yeah, Trishelle Biggers.
Okay.
And while he was pulled over, what they found in there was, well, not too pleasant.
It was a needle filled with HGH. He says he has a legal prescription.
I think that's baloney.
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
He also said in another interview that it was expired stuff anyway, so he couldn't have used it.
Right. But Angle, okay, putting on my legal briefs for a moment, Angle just needs to shut the fuck up. Because as someone who is a suspect in this particular thing, he doesn't need to proclaim his innocence in every interview he gets. Basically saying that Raka Khan is an insane bitch, which is basically what he claimed, correct? Right?
That's
something
one thing guy to another.
Well, yeah. And he's basically said that the story has been around in the locker room for a while, that she thinks the relationship was not over. He ended the relationship months ago, and he's not stalking her and all that sort of stuff, and she's the crazy one.
Right.
And the TNA locker room.
Yeah.
And the TNA locker room is siding with him. Because Raka Khan was supposedly not very nice to work with.
Yeah. And plus
Raka Khan also has a horrible work rate to the point. I don't know if this is a true story or not, but it circulated for a while that when they first did the TNA collector cards, she didn't even know how to spell her ring name.
Yeah. And by the way, welcome, Carl, to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Carl.
I'm doing all right.
So what's your opinion about the Angle arrest?
Has the video on the Pittsburgh news site been brought up yet?
What video?
I didn't know about it.
There's a video on one of the affiliates, I believe WTAE, up in Pittsburgh. It has a very candid video with Angle on it.
It's basically his interview proclaiming his innocence, right?
Yeah, and he gets all teary-eyed.
Aw.
Aw, poor baby.
Well, let me ask you this, Carl. Do you think he should have been stripped of the belt come Sunday?
Honestly, I don't think they know what to do with him right now.
But I'm asking your personal opinion.
Well, personally, I believe Raka Khan looks a little crazy, to be candid.
Okay, but I'm talking about the idea that, and Nikki had stated this earlier, that if Rob Van Dam was stripped of both belts within the span of 4 days, shouldn't have Kurt Angle had himself stripped?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody believes that.
I'm gonna go off topic there, but yeah, you're right.
No, it's because the arrest was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The arrest was Saturday.
Yeah. But now, where do you guys think this is going to go? Do you think? Okay.
I've read spoilers for next week's Impact. Kurt Angle isn't even on the show.
Good.
Angle isn't even on the show. So Main Event Mafia people are there, but Kurt is nowhere to be seen match-wise, and I don't think even interview-wise.
Well, you don't know. They could put something interstitially.
Yeah, they always do a bunch of pre-tapes late and just add them in later.
Yeah. Another good thing that's coming out of TNA right now is that they just signed an extension with Spike TV all the way towards 2012.
Which I think is a great move for them. It gives them consistency. And I believe they're expanding their programming lineup, correct?
They have, they've got 10 specials for Spike TV. So the equivalent of UFC Fight Night, I think. You know what I think? This could be a great idea. You know what was one of the big things that set Jim Crockett WCW aside from WWF at the time?
Clash of Champions.
Bingo, you got it, Typho. Clash of Champions.
Okay.
UFC's Fight Night, where they do some good bouts, some lower card bouts, then a few mid card bouts. You know, get you pumped up for the next pay per view. TNA can do that. Have quite a few mid card bouts, and then have your couple of big guys fight it out on that episode, and maybe even do a title change.
Well, I hope they're more successful with it than the revival of Saturday Night's main event. Because that was supposed to be the same thing, and it got ratings even lower than AM Raw.
Well, I think what they have to do is run it live, not do another pre-tape.
Yeah.
When they started taping Saturday Night's main event, like right after Raw, it just didn't matter. They were pretty much admitting right there that it didn't matter.
Exactly.
Well, that's because WWE already had, like, at that time, 5 hours of programming, original programming. And then you had 6 if you count AM Raw. And if it was a pay-per-view week, it was, like, 9.
I mean, I went to Saturday Night's main event in, July of 2006. And it was done on Saturday night. They taped it about an hour and a half before it went on TV. It was actually an important show.
They could do that.
That was the one where Hogan took the car KO.
Yeah, on the car.
Yeah, the car KO. I love that. Beautiful. Oh, and by the way, for those, speaking of Hogan and stuff, I believe there is a new, he is coming out with a new DVD set. And, of course, for you guys who are wrestling fans, the big DVD news which comes out next week, The Rise and Fall of WCW in documentary style, which looks really good. Have you guys seen the promos for that?
Yes, they've got new interviews with Bill Goldberg.
Yep.
Yes, they do. And there's a side note to that, guys. You get it at Best Buy, they'll throw in the Rise and Fall of ECW free and included.
Whoa. Say that again, Paul?
I said if you when you go get it, if you go to Best Buy, they'll throw in the Rise and Fall of ECW for free included.
Sweet.
That's, I already got it, though.
Yeah, well, by the way, that's an X. If you do not have that, that's a great DVD.
Yeah.
I had that DVD because I was running financial troubles. I sold that DVD. And hold on.
I got mine just as it came out. Actually, it was about a day or two before it came out because dear Uncle Paul and Taz and RVD showed up at a signing in Dayton.
Yes. Wasn't that the
Paulie and Taz were scheduled. Rob was just there.
Wasn't that the first time you met your uncle in person?
It was, and if that wasn't killer enough, Rob walked me into the mall to the store. As in, you know, manager walking wrestler to the ring.
Nice.
So I was already 5 feet off the ground before I even shook hands with my dear uncle.
I remember buying the DVD the day it came out. I skipped whatever classes I had and just went home and watched it.
When I got the DVD, I was in college at the time, whenever we had a lull period where we were doing nothing. On the Mac, while I was busy editing stuff, I was watching Rise and Fall of ECW.
Good stuff. Good stuff. It's been one of the better stuff that WWE is producing. They've produced a lot of good DVD sets. This,
I think
I bet
that's
the
best
six
one they produced.
I'm sorry?
I think it really sticks in Vince's craw that that's one of his best-selling DVDs.
Yep, yep, yep. But there was also some other news that came out of the Impact this zone this week. We don't have Don West to kick around anymore in the announce booth.
Wait, hold it, Jason. Wrong guy, but you get the drift.
Yeah!
Promoted.
Yes, that's correct, because Mr. Don West is actually the head of merchandising right now, and this is a legit serious gig for him. This is not a demotion. This is a legit promotion for him.
Well, yeah, this is what he used to do before he got the announcing gig.
Yeah. Yes.
WWE.com.
What'd you say?
I hate WWE.com. I want to get a list of all the matches so we could do...
I can do that for you. Hold on. That's
all
not
right,
a problem.
Thank you.
I can do that.
Thank you.
Could you...
Sorry, WWE.com.
Okay.
That song's freaking annoying
yes,
anyways.
But, just mute it. But, but yeah, so we had somebody join Mr. Mike Tenay in the announce booth. And that person was, to no one's shock and surprise, Taz.
Rocket Buster.
Pretty much. No, and this was a pretty much a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Off the hook.
And very, 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 very cool. I am quite pleased with that. So, since it is about 11:36, I believe we... Here it is. I have all the matches. Okay, here we go. Do you want me to do... Who's going to put this up? Who's going to do...
I'll listen to it again and make notes.
Okay.
Who picks what?
By
the way, Typo, have you talked to VRM today?
No, I haven't.
Has he been
online?
He's never been online. All right. So I'll get his picks tomorrow. Along with Stat Boys, if he comes online.
Okay, this is for the, you know, you've had the belt before you met, you're putting up your belt along with Josh Henniker, because this is the North American Wrestling Connections Fizzleweight Championship prediction for SummerFest 2009. I'm sorry, it's SummerSlam 2009.
You have to be stanned right now for calling it SummerFest.
I'm sorry?
Somebody needs to be stanned right now for calling it SummerFest.
Okay, so I believe, so let's see, how many matches? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 matches, 8 points. Okay?
No.
8 matches, what?
9 points.
Okay, you'll tell me where the 9th point is.
Yes.
Okay. First match, MVP versus Jack Swagger. Robert, what do you got?
Come on. It's supposed to be star-studded. It's the star-studded show?
Yes.
We have an actual star on there. We have Biff Tannen.
Who? Who's in there?
Palmer Canyon, what?
Biff Tannen, a.k.a. Jack Swagger.
Okay.
Oh, I know what he's doing.
You didn't watch Back to the Future, did you, Jason?
Yeah, Biff Tannen. Yeah, I did, but okay. Go on. Who's winning?
Swagger.
Typho?
Jack Swagger will make a MVP make like a tree and get out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Nikki?
Still saying MVP.
I gotta go with Swagger on this. MVP is unfortunately getting hosed on this one. Next one.
Jason, you're forgetting someone.
Who?
Carl.
Oh, Carl. That's right. I'm sorry, Carl. Who do you think?
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
No. Carl, my apologies profusely. No disrespect.
Swagger.
Paul, you get a free half point.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. So he's going with Swagger. All right.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, next one. In the battle of the seven-foot-tall people, Great Khali with his brother Ranjan Singh versus Kane. Call, who do you got?
By the way, I got my finger on the dinger ready.
as much as it's tempting me to do so, I'm going to go with Khali.
Nikki?
I am a Canaanite forever, but they cannot make me care about this match. Half point, please.
Well, okay. Typo.
I'm taking Khali. Kane doesn't win matches anymore.
Ooh, wow. Robert? Robert?
I would rather watch a match between Mantar and a jobber than this match. Twice in a row. Half point.
Mantar jobber matches were awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, boo me all you want. I'm taking Khali.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, Rob, don't boo yourself.
Okay. Next match. Iron Chef Shawn Michaels and Triple H returning as DX versus the Legacy, Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase. What do you got, Robert?
Do I even need... It's Shawn Michaels. We all know what's going to happen, but for the sake of... You know what? I just don't freaking care. I can't stand Legacy. DX has been done to death, although I like Shawn Michaels and Hunter together. I don't care.
Wow! Okay. Call.
You know what? I'm going to take a towel from the board here.
You're going to what?
Take tile. I don't care either.
Wow. Okay. Typho.
Let's see. I mean, I don't especially care, but I've got a damn title to retain, DX.
Nikki.
What's the secret ingredient again?
That'd be squash.
Yeah. That's a win. That is a
yes,
win.
That is a, give him a win, please.
That is a win. Wow. Go ahead.
But he is absolutely right. Whether it's acorn or butternut, DX is all over this.
And
you can get it any way you want.
Yeah. Some people call it zucchini, but I call it squash, DX. Next one. Which is an interesting match to me. Intercontinental Champion Rey Mysterio versus Dolph Ziggler. Typho, who do you have?
I'm going with Dolph Ziggler winning the title.
Nikki?
Hi. Me llamo Rey Mysterio.
Huh?
Mysterio retains. They're not going to put the belt on Ziggler just yet.
Call?
I agree. Ziggler's still a little green. Mysterio.
Robert?
I'm going with someone who, according to Maria, from when I talked to her last time around, was long, strong, and can go all night long.
Dolph Ziggler?
No, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, it's going to be Ray. They need him as champion, especially going into the fall for the ratings and all this stuff. This match, again, interesting to me. Brooklyn's Finest, a.k.a. Shad, Gaspard, and JTG, Crime Time, versus the Unified Tag Team Champions, The Big Show, and Chris Jericho.
Two-parter.
What? Two-parter. What's the win?
Who gets pinned?
Oh, in other words, who wins and who gets pinned. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Call.
I'm going with the old fogies. Jericho. And I'm going to say JTG gets pinned.
Okay. Typho.
I'm going with Jericho and Big Show retaining. And, yeah, JTG gets pinned.
Robert? Robert?
Sycophant in the crowd.
You're breaking up. Repeat what you just said.
The sycophants in the crowd need to learn some respect from their elders.
Uh-huh.
So the serious show will win out.
And who does he pin?
And that little, protruscant little idiot known as JTG will feel the wrath of the show stopping Codebreaker.
Well, leave the promos to someone who can actually do it.
You know what?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding around. Sorry. I'm kidding around, man. That was a good attempt. I will give you that. Go ahead.
Better than what Randy Orton can do.
Yep, absolutely. Go ahead. Nikki.
Oh, yeah. I love Crime Time. Those guys are awesome. But we need the Serious Show to be bouncing around to all three shows. Serious Show retains, and JTG being the little man out there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to make this the sweep. I'm going to make this the sweep of Show and Jericho and JTG getting pinned because Show and Jericho are doing what Jericho and Edge were going to do. Put Jericho around and make him, you know, around on all three brands. Next one, ECW champion Abraham Watts. No, I'm sorry, Christian. Versus
William, I would shoot you.
Yes, I know. Versus William Regal for the belt. Nikki, who's got it? Hello? Okay. Christian versus William Regal. Who wins?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. That static's been driving me crazy.
Yeah, me too. I don't know where it's coming from.
William Regal is probably their best technical wrestler right now, but Christian is what's putting butts in the seats. Christian retains.
Typho.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Christian. Probably will be some interference with Big Zeke and Kozlov, but Christian will retain.
Carl.
Why is William Regal getting the pushes beyond me? Christian retains.
Robert.
Christian has William Regal has much of a chance of winning the title as the New York Mets do as to winning the World Series.
Okay, and I'm going to make it the sweep. Christian will win, but then Kozlov and his Big Zeke will do the dueling, you know, Uranagi thingies. Now, two co-main event. Randy Orton defending his title against John Cena. I'm going to do something I've never done before with a main event. Give me the half point right now because I don't give a rat's ass about this match at all. Let's hear it. Thank you. Robert.
Randy Orton, I don't give a shit.
Okay. Nikki.
I never bet against Cena whether I care or not. Cena takes it off of Randy.
Typho.
It's pretty much inevitable, so I'm just going to go ahead and say Cena wins the title.
Okay. And Carl.
Give me my half point.
Wow, yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Who is that?
Yeah, hello.
Can you hear
me?
Who is this?
Who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Jacob from New York. What's going on?
Hi, Jacob. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes?
I've been following. I just have a real quick question, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I've been watching wrestling. I love wrestling. It's my life's passion now. I used to love Chris Benoit. What happened to him? I haven't seen him in any matches for a while.
Hang it
Rob,
on
the buttons right
well,
now.
Let me just make it quick and just say, he went batshit crazy, he killed his family, and he committed suicide. That's the short answer.
But no, really, what happened?
Hang it up.
Fucking hell.
Two buttons.
One. And, no, he's... Jason, pick a number, one or two.
Two.
You went wide on him. Burn an eight, Sparky.
Let's go back to this, please. Here we go.
Well, we got one match left.
All right. The match that everyone is talking about, Jeff Hardy, CM Punk, TLC. Carl, what do you got?
This is where I'm conflicted just a little bit here. Because we've seen various tweets from Matt Hardy. Should I bring that up or no?
Yeah, you can bring that up.
Sure.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, going back to his tweets here from earlier. What was that?
Oh, I'm just informing my mom that this is at 9 o'clock the show is going to end.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Harmon. Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Yes, Nikki Heyman's third biggest fan, aside from Bear and Trista.
And Chelsea.
No, Chels.
Yes.
Chels.
Okay. Well, he had a tweet earlier. I don't think it's up there anymore. He's claiming that Jeff has resigned.
No, that's not what he said. The tweet went something like this. The tweet said this.
Something like this.
Jeff Hardy would be World Wrestling Entertainment after SummerSlam, unquote. Which means he could work, the next taping. He's not signed.
Okay, so he's through at least until the next taping of SmackDown.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I say he's going to keep the bell here and then drop it on that SmackDown.
Okay, so Hardy wins. Typho.
I'm going to say that CM Punk wins the title and Jeff Hardy makes his finale appearance on the following SmackDown, gets a rematch, and puts his career on the line to do so, and loses.
Okay, Nikki.
CM Punk takes the title. Hardy works the next SmackDown, where either Punk destroys him, or just to get him, just to really put it to Punk, Jeff gets arrested and dragged off the show.
Robert?
You all know my feelings. CM Punk is going to win this one hands down.
All right. Here is where it's going to, this is, I think, one of the most intriguing things. I think that CM Punk is going to, I'm sorry, that Jeff Hardy is going to keep the belt. And that on the next night, CM Punk is going to injure Jeff Hardy to the point where Matt Hardy has to make the save, get him out of there, and then Matt Hardy will take his spot before John Morrison gets his shot at it. I think that Matt Hardy has to turn face legitimately one more time. Because his heel run, according to a lot of people, was short-circuited and was not successful because no one believed him.
It was bad.
The hand injury didn't do much wonders either.
That's what derailed it, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. That's pretty much it for the SummerSlam pick'ems right now. We will find out what's going on.
What's going to happen? All right. That pretty much is what we had to cover.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting where they go from here.
Yeah, it will be interesting where do they go from here.
Because a lot, by the way, there have been a few people who have been stating in interviews, both, I believe Chris Jericho has said it, and we could talk about it for a couple of minutes. You know, Chris Jericho said it about, not building stars on Raw. He said that. The Miz even said it too.
I could make a rude comment, but I won't.
About what? And also, Cody Rhodes has said it. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see.
I'd like to quote Gordon Ramsay for a second here when it comes to this situation. They stick with... I can't do a Gordon Ramsay voice, otherwise I'd do it. They stick with Randy Orton, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, John Cena in the main event because it's safe. And safe means they're in the shit.
I disagree, but that's okay.
You effing pig!
They've been trying to push people, but some of their big names have walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Lesnar, Lashley, Kennedy.
No, I disagree on Kennedy.
I don't. They wanted him in the main event, but he
fucked up. But they were banking on him. Yes, it was his fault, but they banked on him. I could throw Eddie and Benoit in there for their own unique reasons, too.
Yeah, they died.
Unfortunately. Yeah. All I'm saying to you is that I think it's a combination of a lot of things that hopefully they'll start to work on, you know?
Otherwise, Raw's getting even more staler than it is, and everybody would want to go on SmackDown because at least young talent gets pushed there. I hate to say it, but any show that has Trips on the show, it's going to get stagnant.
I don't think so. Trips has been...
I disagree. Yeah, I'm gonna disagree on that one, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So do I.
I hear that argument, and I hate it when I hear it because Hunter has stayed away from the belt. He stayed away for a stretch of 2 freaking years, and people are still bitching.
I'm not bitching. I'm not.
I know you're not. I'm just saying. Every so often, I get I hear from the haters, and I'm like, guys, how much further do you want him from the main event?
Oh, when he's with DX, he take over the show.
No, I got a better idea. Get the book. Triple H has always said he enjoyed. Yeah, they're in here. I would put Triple H away from the main event picture and put him in the book. Give him the book.
Make him head of creative?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm good with that because, as I've told too many people, he eats, breathes, sleeps this business almost as much as Vince. And while Vince doesn't quite have it all together up here, Hunter hasn't had his brain beaten out enough to not do it right.
Right.
There you go.
I got to end it right here because we're running out of time.
All right.
What I'd like to state, ladies and gentlemen, is that next week we will have a 2-hour show.
Ooh,
starting at 7 o'clock. Because it's Robert Sadelman's big, super, hyper, mega birthday bash-o-rama.
So what are we doing then? We're doing Around the Horn?
We're doing Around the Horn. We're doing some other stuff. It's just going to be a good old fun time.
Can't wait.
Celebrating my 23 years of living and not having a social life at all.
Now.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't worry about it, man.
With that said, that ends our show for tonight. So I'd like to thank Jason Block, who reminds you to watch Millionaire tomorrow night.
Yes, tomorrow night Millionaire is going to be really, really fun for a lot of reasons. Can't going to do the spoilers, but watch it. Should be fun.
Hi, folks. Carl, BS Big Show, Nikki Hammond, this show. Me, Robert Solomon, saying good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.